Well, I had a 12-hour drive yesterday. I have arrived in Bismarck, and this week, the next 3 days, today through Thursday, I'm going to be attending the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. I am greatly concerned about our supply of energy. I am a huge fan of fossil fuel energy, which doesn't come from a fossil, but that's beside the point for today. And we need to continue to have enhanced oil recovery. We need to continue to have enhanced coal generation of electricity, which is at risk. All of these things have been demonized, and I want to be a part of the solution. We do not agree on CO2 capture as permission to continue to bleed a slow death, but that is why I'm here, to get the real facts, to make sure that we have a reliable supply of energy for fuel and electricity going forward. More about that in a moment. First, I want to remind you about Certified Piedmontese. Get more details about the most tender beef on the planet, and the best part of the deal, two best parts of the deal. You do not need to go to the store. We deliver the tender beef to your door. And secondly, 100% of the beef produced within this system comes from Great Plains producers. That is an assurance that I know you're quite happy with. So to order, to test my theory about the most tender beef on the planet, and that is at cpbeef.com, short for Certified Piedmontese. When I get the opportunity to drive extended periods of time, that's like my office time. I'm catching up on phone calls and returning calls, and I had several of those yesterday. And many of them are actually revolving around what occurred this past weekend throughout the entire nation, and that is the solar flares, which led to auto steers and tractors not working properly. In fact, I had one partial conversation, meaning that I kind of jumped into the middle of a conversation that somebody was having with a writer from the Canadian broadcast companies, and that was interesting in itself. I found it interesting that none of the farmers I talked to still have the old disc markers. How can we become completely reliant upon technology? That's the real question of the day. But that all led me into the most interesting discussion, and that is the companies that you agree to work with are capturing your data in a way that you cannot even imagine. And I know that I know people who still keep cattle records on the back of skull cans. I know that that happens. And we don't understand the data transfer and the amount of data that we give away to other people. But what is happening is your data through your auto steer, through all of your whoever you're relying, I'm not even going to name a company, but whoever you're working with is selling your data to somebody that is targeting you or, quite possibly, your farm. Let's think about this going forward. Loose tails, be gentle, stay firm.